Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Time to hear from the people. Is it time to clean house with this coaching staff? Would you just get rid of Zach Orr? What about Monk? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Andy and Dundalk. Andy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there.
You know who I am, and you know how I feel about Harbaugh. I've been a hard critic of him for a decade, if not longer. I mean, at this point, I think you get rid of Harbaugh, and whoever the new coach is, let him decide who it is he wants to keep or not keep. As far as Lamar Jackson goes, I don't know. I'm not sure how much blame to put on some game situations on Harbaugh with that. But Harbaugh's just not a good coach. He's never been a good coach after the clock starts. He can't manage the game. He can't make adjustments. He gets out-coached after halftime every single game that counts, like the playoffs, or any team he's playing where – like the other day, another game, we had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I mean, I'm just over it. I'm over it. I could say this in one sentence, how I've gotten. I don't think it's important to be home for kickoff. First time ever in my life since the Baltimore Colts were here.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't feel it's important to, you know, watch the end of games because I don't want to throw things through my TV when we blow double-digit leads in the second half, which we're now at number 27, I believe.
Appreciate the call. Well, obviously, the league has a different view of Harbaugh because he'll get a job in 30 seconds if and when the Ravens decide to part ways.
Yeah, no, that doesn't mean that he shouldn't. It isn't over here, and it shouldn't be over here, and nothing lasts forever. And I'm sure he's exchanged a text or maybe even a phone call with his coaching mentor, Andy Reid. Second stage of Andy Reid's career has worked out so well, no one even talks about the first.
No.
And he did go to 5 straight NFC Championship games in the first.
And he did go to a Super Bowl.
And he went to 1 Super Bowl. And like T.O. was injured and Donovan McNabb was puking. And the whole thing was he couldn't get over the hump and win the big game. And now he's got a chance to be the winningest coach in NFL history, and he's Belichicking Belichick.
410-583-1057. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's going on,
Trippy?
Hey, you're causing trouble again, I see.
No, I ain't causing no trouble. Somebody else was recording me. My phone was dead. I just asked a question. You know what I mean? Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah.
But free speech.
I feel like Harbaugh need to go. His post game stale, right? Now I was high on Zach Orr, but I would be real with you, right? Zach Orr don't show no love to the fans after the game. He walk around like he's so cocky. He need to go. Now I'm gonna be real with y'all. I think Todd Monken should stay. Let him bring his own like offensive lineman coaching. The wide receiver coach need to go too. He don't do nothing. Like, do you ever see the coaches on the field? Like, what do they do? They just be looking dumbfounded. Man, I'm sick of all of them. Sure. And another thing, hold up. Another thing is Mr. Chris Horton, right? He need to go too, man. What is he out here doing? He's a special teams coach. He can't get nothing right. This team is a joke, man. And yeah, this team just a joke. Like, how, like, just imagine, right? We already might not go to the playoffs.
Yeah,
Look, even if we go to the playoffs, right?
Nah,
and we don't win it all. How can John Harbaugh come back? Who want to hear John Harbaugh saying, well, he's a joke. And I ain't going to lie to you. Just look at the players' body language. I think they tired of playing for him. We need somebody that's going to come in here and change the culture. Look at all these new coaches that's playing for other teams. I mean, other than the Saints and Jets. But they playing live.
Saints are playing well.
Saints are playing well. I got to run, Trippy. But I will say one thing. Like, Zach Orr, if they had a top five defense, he could flip the fans a bird for all I care. But you can't have a bad defense. And, like, that's secondary for me. But, yeah.
Look, I think that there's going to be a total reboot here. But, yeah, I mean, position coaches, how much can they do other than cluster around when their unit's not on the field with their position group and show them some things on an iPad or whatever? I mean, there's not. I mean, their job's really, you know, Monday through Saturday.
John had a hell of a run here, and how this
18
ends,
years
how this ends is not going to take away from that. He's got the most road playoff wins in NFL history. He's got a Super Bowl. It was a great run, but it really does feel like it's time.
Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey there.
I wasn't really on the fire Harbaugh thing until probably really a week or so or two ago, you know what I mean, where it just started to really become evident that, you know, his structural thing here was phenomenal, like T-Bone said, but
yeah,
I do agree now that I think it's time to move on from the staff in general and just clean house. I think we should clean house with some of the players as well. Personally, in my humble opinion, I thought Lamar Jackson was a far better quarterback with less talent on the field. It's been that way his entire athletic life, Louisville, et cetera. I think we got to slow things down for him that way, give him, you know, shrink the options a little bit, and I bet you this football team would be a lot better. But it's time to move on, fellas.
Yeah.
These guys have had their chances, and it's over. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Ravens fans. Well, I will say this. He did pretty good in the pick-your-poison offense a year ago, Lamar Jackson. You know, we were talking about how every week it was a different guy, and Lamar seemed to do pretty well in it. That said, yeah, what is there you can hang your hat on about this football team this year? That they're going to blow leads? By the way, we probably should do a second call segment at some point. Maybe.
Let's try. We got more coffee.
Yeah, maybe.
3:45.
Yeah, we could do 3:45. I'd take some more calls because people want to talk about this. So if we didn't get to you.
Yeah, we got the poll. The poll up.
I did not see the poll. Let me see.
Poll, IA1057, the Fan, is how you can find us on Twitter. Looking like a lost season for the Ravens, which will beg huge questions of the organization. How do you think it'll shake out from a coaching standpoint, Ravens flock? This poll literally just went up. Harb, staff, and EDC gone, 40.6%. Harbs or
how many burners you got, Jason?
25%.
None.
Munkin out, 18.8%, and Orr out, 15.6%.
Aloysius has got burners. Not
yeah,
me.
He does. Yeah.
Allegedly.
He's got burners.
Allegedly. Yeah.
No, he's got one we absolutely know about. Yes. And I guarantee you, he's got, I'm going to say, between 8 and 15.
8?
Easy 8.
I don't think he's got 8.
Let's just say right now, let's take calls of 3:45 so people know. So we'll take more of your calls because we have guests and then we have TMI. And then, or we can move TMI to 3:45 and take calls at 3:15.
Let's do 3:45.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't.
So we'll do calls at 3:45. So if we didn't get to you, 410-583-1057, we'll take your calls at 3:45. But coming up next, the Orioles have a new starting pitcher. It's Shane Boz. We'll talk to Mark Topkin, covers the Rays for the Tampa Bay Times. What does he think of the pitcher the Orioles have acquired?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll ask him next. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Are you cleaning house if you're Steve Bisciotti? Is Harb's gone? Monk? Or are you even getting rid of the front office? 410-583-1057. Let's start with it. Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, you're on the Fan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been waiting for the last hour to get through on this. I think either Tim or Ken said it very early in the segment around 2:15 that everybody should be gone. And my opinion is everybody at the Castle who draws a paycheck other than Ozzie Newsome with an office at the Castle should be gone. Now, they probably won't get rid of DaCosta because, as Jason's pointed out, this is going to be probably the most difficult offseason in Ravens history. Hello?
No, yeah, you're there. No, listening. I mean, that'd be all the more reason to put another cook in the kitchen, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, but the problem is how soon can they do it? Because Lamar has them again, by the for-you-know-what.
Yes, he does.
So, but I think the cost should be gone because the roster construction is a disgrace. And, Jason, I've got tremendous respect for you on pretty much all sports, but I do have to disagree with you on Monken.
Okay.
Monken must have had pictures on somebody at the Castle after the 2023 AFC Championship game at home, where we play the Chiefs and run the ball 17 times after Buffalo had run all over the Chiefs the week before. The Chiefs were lucky to beat Buffalo.
Now, we thought they'd go heavy, man. We thought they'd go medieval.
Yeah, we were shocked. And Monk was not thrilled to have to answer about it in training camp. Let's grab Shiloh. Shiloh, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm going to try to help him get a lot in, right? But let me ask you guys a question. Before Harbaugh got hired, right? Okay, how many of you, if you guys was owners, how many of you guys would have hired Harbaugh, right? I don't think none of you guys would have hired him.
No, it was a shocker.
Here's my point real fast, right? So this guy been here 18 years, right? So he won one Super Bowl, but he had some of the best defensive players. He had a decent quarterback, which is a Flacco. He had Anquan Boldin, right? We know what happened in the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
But let's move past that real fast. This guy only played in one AFC championship at home. We lost against Kansas City, right?
Yep.
Now, here's my point. Every time we go against high-caliber teams and meaningful games, we're not talking about the regular season because that's a whole different subject. We're talking about the Buffalo, the Kansas City, or the world, right?
Yes.
This guy cannot get it done. But here's what I want to ask you, because somebody said he'll be hired in 30 minutes.
He will.
Yeah, he will.
Tell me, he will. But that's the question, though. When it comes down to managing the game and it comes down to really putting your head coaching hat on and it comes down to making decisions for the better of your team, because obviously for some reason in this town, he's proven he can't get it done. Because Lamar has not.
They said this about Andy Reid. They said this about Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Andy Reid was the same. Clock management.
I was covering the division in the Washington Post. I was there in Philadelphia all the time.
Same thing.
This was it. He's a loser. Yeah. He can't win the big game. He's got McNabb. They went and got him T.O. He's got all these pieces on offense and defense. Everybody wants to hire his assistant coaches. But he can't get it done.
No. And then he got to Kansas City. And guess what? Got it done. Rashawn.
Several times.
Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Hey there.
I tried getting last hour, man, but Trippy the troublemaker.
Trippy's causing trouble.
You know,
Zach Gordon play nice with the Fans.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a shame, man, that Marlon Humphreys don't even come out the same way the players come out no more after the game because of Trippy. Mm. We take a different exit, whatever way to like Lamar Harbaugh go out. You know.
Oh, they got a special. Man. They got a special side door.
Trippy's always had beef with Marlon.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, they never run into each other out in public, man. I know it's definitely going to get ugly.
They should do a podcast together.
That would be fun.
Nah, that's going to turn into a brawl, man. He don't like that guy at all. Nah. Man. Hey, but listen, so far as Harbaugh, man, only way I see Harbaugh coming back is somehow, some way, you know, we beat the Packers this weekend, which I think we will, because I think they're going to be their third string quarterback.
Yes.
And then of course, the Browns going to beat the Steelers. And then if we can go into week 18 up in whatever Hinesville, whatever they call that place now, and beat them, win a division, I think that would be enough to save Harbaugh's job, no matter what happens in the playoffs. You know, because you know, Bashadi's looking for any reason to bring him back. That's his buddy.
Yeah,
so I think that would definitely be enough.
I think he appreciate the call
under those circumstances.
Is it Assasor Stadium? Is
that
what
it's
called? Assasor.
Did you say Assasor?
Isn't that what it's called?
Accrochet.
I know, I'm kidding.
It's
bone after surgery.
Yes, Bone Stadium.
Yeah, I'm good.
Greg's in Bel Air. Greg, you're on the Fan.
How are you guys doing? I got a couple of things, but I'll be quick. Sure. Yeah, I want everybody gone. Mm. And I don't care if they somehow manage to get in the playoffs or not. It's time.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that if Harbaugh is thought of more highly outside of Baltimore, then I think Bisciotti's got to work, you know, guy like John Mara, and just try to convince him that this is another Holmgren, Andy Reid situation where he just needs a change of scenery. And I would love to pluck one of those three pass rushers that the Giants have in exchange for him, if they could trade him. I don't know if it's possible. It's probably not.
It's possible.
But I would love to get that.
It's possible.
I'd love to get one of those three guys.
Yeah, Chase.
I have one more thing, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. The second thing is, someone has to talk to DaCosta. It's criminal how he is ignoring the trenches. I mean, before they had D'Alessandris as the offensive line coach, that guy could take guys drafted in the late fourth and fifth round and turn them into some pretty good offensive linemen. I don't think Warhop is at that level, not even close.
Yeah.
And so I think they need to fix the guard position, fix the offensive line, and I think that goes a long way towards fixing the offense, but also the D-line. I mean, I'm just not happy with the lack of attention paid on the offensive and defensive.
They sat out a generational D tackle draft. They sat it out, took a little guy at the very end.
Aeneas Peebles.
And he's been a healthy scratch pretty much every week.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't play. Yeah,
there's starters available in every round.
Yeah.
Let's take a guy who can't play with it at the very end.
But Jason, the caller brought up and we brought this up a few weeks ago in regards to Tomlin when it looked like maybe that could end up happening. Could the Ravens trade Harbaugh?
Like, I mean, sure they could. His brother was almost traded from San Francisco to Cleveland. It could. And now, how much you want to go down that road? How quickly do you just want to make this a break?
Yeah.
Like, does Bisciotti just say, hey, we work out an exit clause here, and I don't know. You know, Harbaugh's going to make a lot of money in the open market.
Absolutely.
So it's not like there would be a net loss for him. But you could. Sure, you could.
Be an interesting offseason. I've said it 1,000 times, it seems, already this show. Coming up next, though, we get back to the quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Have we seen him for the last time in a Ravens uniform this season? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.